Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Many Mansions Sunday Interfaith Service with Reverend Douglas James Cottrell and the clergy of Many Mansions Spiritual Center and the International School of the Prophets Seminary. You can also visit internationalschooloftheprophets.com to join this service via Zoom every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, we join our Sunday Interfaith Service.
Anointed one, Emmanuel.
Thank you, Linda. Paul, are you turning off my microphone on the other computer, or is it going on and off all by itself on the studio? Paul? You're muted, Paul. I saw the microphone on the studio was shut off, and so we're not broadcasting. It's open now. Are we having some feedback issues? The munchkins. Okay. Welcome, everyone. We'll carry on, and we hope that the Blog Talk, which has been giving us difficulties, they've had problems this last a weekend or so. And so for everyone who's listening to the Mini Mansion Spiritual Service on the radio, we hope it's coming through to you. We wish that the angels, whoever take care of the computers, will be watching over our studio, and the rest of the service will carry on. Our producer, Paul, is trying his level best to get everything working. Today's a special day, my friends, in as much as we're going to ordain virtually Deacon Dave Chatham. We're moving him up to being a full reverend as part of our community. We were going to do this last month, but situations be as they are, we're going to do it today. Christmas, Mass of Christ is just a few days away, so this is a bit of a Christmas present to Reverend Dave Chatham elect, or whatever that interim term is. So with that, we'll start the service, and I'm very pleased to see everyone here today. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with hearts of full of gratitude and humility. As we gather in your presence, we ask for the Holy Spirit to guide us, to enlighten our minds, and to open our hearts to the truth of our world. Lord, we acknowledge our need in you in every minute of our lives. In a world that often feels uncertain and tumultuous, your word stands as a beacon of hope and a source of unchanging truth. Help us to focus on your teachings and to apply them to our lives. Bless this time we have come together, O God Almighty. May the words spoken and heard today not just resonate in our ears, but also take root in our hearts and bear fruit in our actions. May our fellowship be pleasing to you and amplified and instilled in each one of us. We thank you for your endless love, mercy, and grace. Lead us through this time of worship and learning, that we might grow closer to you and to each other. In the precious name of Yeshua the Savior, Jesus the Christ, we pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The sermon today is in regard to Deacon Dave's ascension to being a reverend. It's important that each and every one of us remember that in our own way, too, are attempting our own ascension to the higher learning and to be closer to God Almighty. As you know, in previous sermons, we have examined through the studying of the Good Book that each of us should aspire to be a disciple, that healing is one of the criteria that you, my friends, should endeavor to do all the time. As you remember, the original disciples and those who were called the 70 were instructed by Jesus himself to go into the temples and administer and heal those who were in the temples, those who were sick. The temple is a consecrated place. It's important that we come together. And I know from our miracle transformation events that I've performed all over the world. Well, in many places in the world, I shouldn't be so vain as all over, but Norway's the other end of the world, India, Poland, Spain, and we've gone to Buenos Aires and other places in between. But Spain seems to have been the focus for our ministry at one time, and still is, and will recover. So as we come together in these places, we create a spiritual force or energy we call virtue. And this is what each and every one of you endeavors to discover, amplify, and apply in your lives. And Dave Chatham, Deacon Dave Chatham, is rising to the occasion of being considered a reverend. We don't need this one on our side today. Darn, my cell phone. So for everybody here today, and for those who are listening around the world, it is your spiritual responsibility as a practical Christianity, or practicing Christianity, or practicing spirituality, as we do both, that you will aspire to develop your spiritual gifts. And our seminary in the new year will be more focused on your development, and you can achieve status if you wish to join our clergy, but also as lay people who are examples of the original 70 disciples, shall we call them that, that were sent out in addition to the 12 followers that were close to Jesus. So in our sermon today, it's based upon this. Bear in mind that as we gather here today, one of the most profound and humbling episodes in the life of Yeshua, or Jesus the Christ, was the washing of his disciples' feet. This act in the gospel, according to John chapter 13, verses 1 to 17, is not merely a historical event, but a powerful lesson in humility and service. Remember, the greatest master becomes the greatest servant. In John 13:17, we find a narrative that captures the essence of Christ's ministry on earth, a ministry marked by humility, love, and servanthood, I should say. As we reflect upon these verses, let us open our hearts to the deeper message that Yeshua, or Jesus, intended for his disciples and for each and every one of us today. John 13:4-5, he raveth from supper, and he laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with a towel wherein he was girded, dressed, I assume. In these verses, Jesus, the Son of God, takes one of the role of a servant. The act of washing feet was a task typically performed by servants. This was a radical act of humility, showing that true greatness in the kingdom of God is not about asserting power, but in humble service. In John 13:14-15, if I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, this is Yeshua speaking, ye also ought to watch one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. In other words, being a servant to each other, no one higher, no one lower, washing someone else's feet, which is a servant's job, the master himself undertook to show us the way. Jesus explicitly states that his act of washing feet was an example for his disciples to follow. He was teaching them that to be great in his kingdom, they must be willing to serve others in the most humble manner. John 13:7, Jesus answered and said unto them, what I do thou knowest now not, but shall know wherever hereafter. Peter initially resisted Jesus washing his feet, not understanding the significance of what Jesus was doing. Like Peter, sometimes we may not grasp the full meaning of Jesus' teachings. But as we grow in faith, the depth of his lessons on servitude becomes clearer. John 13:7, if you know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. In other words, don't just intellectually know them, but take them to heart so that you completely understand them. Jesus concludes by emphasizing that the knowledge of these things brings happiness if put into action. I'll underline that. Put into action. You must do the things you believe is correct, are right, and are of the practical Christianity or practical spirituality that you as a person hope to endeavor and become masterful at. The fulfillment in the Christian life came not from being served, as Yeshua would say, but from serving others. In a world where power and status are often sought after, Yeshua offers a different path, a path of humanity and service. He demonstrated this path not just in words, but in actions. As his followers, we are called to walk in his steps, to embrace humanity, to amplify the words of the Christ, to serve one another in love. Here is a prime example of how to do this. Let us leave here today, not just as hearers of his profound truth, but as doers, following in the humble servant's footsteps of the Lord, the Savior, Yeshua, the Savior of our souls, saving us from all sins, the sins of the world, and for Jesus the Christ, the compassionate example of God's mercy and love. Calling upon Deacon Dave today, I wish you the best in your career. I want to acknowledge that in order to become a reverend, that you have had to put in an effort to be of service to the community. Dave has given sermons to the community. Dave has also donated time and money to the community. Dave has also come to the rescue of our community when we had the great Noah's flood in the basement back in the day on Hamilton Beach. But more importantly, Dave has been a builder of the community, and he has independently contributed to the community in at least three different ways that I'm accounting today. Dave has also instructed and conducted classes and still continues to conduct classes in our community, open to all those who are here in the community and others who wish to join him in his lessons. Dave has also visited holy places in the world. He has gone on spiritual pilgrimages, which I have and others have, and you, my friends, ought to. So I'm going to ask the one question that is most important, and that is that Deacon Dave answer in his own words.
Answer in my own words.
Just a minute.
Oh.
I got 16 different things here to go. I wish you to affirm the following. This comes from Romans 10, verse 9, and this is the question I will ask anyone who wishes to learn to join the clergy. I wish you to affirm that you are a believer, that you believe in the teachings of Yeshua or Jesus the Christ, that your beliefs resonate with the belief or beliefs that we study in our practical spirituality using the King James Version of the Bible, and also that one such verse succinctly captures the essence of Christian faith and can serve as a confirmation when asked if you are a Christian. Romans 10, verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Yeshua or Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Do you so affirm that you believe that this verse beautifully encapsulates the core belief in Yeshua or Jesus the Christ as our example, our elder brother, our teacher and our master, and that the resurrection, which is central to the Christian faith, it also emphasizes the importance of both confession, an outward declaration of faith, and belief, an inward conviction, which together signify a true commitment of your following Christ. Do you so affirm that you are a believer?
Yes, I believe wholeheartedly, yes. In the teachings of Jesus.
Okay. I now put on, I have my stole on as the most reverend and founder and leader of our organization and church. And with this, I put on the white stole, which is the stole we use at the time when we are conducting funerals and for the passing of our community to the higher realms. All the other clergy should have their stoles on. And I also put on my larger stole as a significance of my authority to invest you as a minister. From this day forward, you shall now be known for all intents and purposes, and a certificate of authenticity will be sent to you. As we can't install your stole upon you in this graduation ceremony, let us virtually do so. But as you will receive your certificate, and again to repeat myself, from this day forward, you shall enjoy the title of Reverend. Congratulations, Dave. Welcome to the most senior post of responsibility in our community as a minister.
Thank you. I'm humble.
Mm-hmm. I have a closing prayer. Somewhere. Lord God Almighty, to our master and teacher, our elder brother, and to that of the most loved, Yeshua the Savior, Jesus the Christ, thank you for your example of humility and servitude. Teach us to follow in your steps, to lay aside our pride, and to serve others as you have shown us how to serve each other and as you have served humanity, taking upon yourself the one soul, the one being, all the sins of the world, that we might be able to find our way, the way that you've shown us, that we might come closer to God Almighty. May our lives daily reflect your love and humility in all that we do. In your holy name, we pray the prayer of gratitude. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen. Linda?
By your Lord and Master, now be
Thank you, Linda. I'm going to ask Jack if I've been made a co-host, so when I talk over the music later, it won't break up. And again, a little housekeeping. In the reactions bottom, there's a little smiley face with a cross on it. Please click on it and raise your hand on the one that's like this and click it, and that will lock you into place on the pages here. There's three pages today where we've increased the number of people, which is excellent. And if you do that, it will stop the screen from popping around. So just click on that little hand, not the wavy hand, but the one that comes up and it says raise hand. Thank you very much for that. Congratulations, Reverend Dave Chatham. May I give you the opportunity to say a few words?
Yeah, I'd just like to say thanks to everyone. And it's been a pleasure of being of service for all these many years. Mm-hmm. And I take great pleasure in helping others. I've been that since I was, since I could walk, I guess, yes. So... Mm-hmm. Thank you again.
Well, you're most welcome. You have earned the title. And again, it's open to other people who wish to join our seminary, and it will be a little more formalized in the coming year. It's been quite a tumultuous time here in the last few years. And it's important to understand that the more difficult you have, the more difficulty, not to be despondent, but to understand that the spiritual forces are like light and the dark forces push against the light. Always. That's why we live in this world of duality. And you'll hear, if you listen further, we talk about the war that's going on in the spiritual realms. This is the forces of darkness battling out with the forces of light. But remember, God is like the referee. God Almighty is all-powerful, is supreme. And it's kind of like the contest between the forces of light and darkness are there for whatever benefit and purpose God has ordained this to be. No one knows the mind of God. No one should speak as if they are God and telling you what God believes or says or thinks, because they don't know completely, but they might know a little bit and they can pass it on. That's okay. But always leave the door open, because again, we do not know the infinite mind. But understanding that world duality in our life, when you have difficulty, there's a purpose, there's a benefit in it. The ultimate gift in the many gifts in Corinthians is prophecy. In order to get there, wisdom and faith and the other ones too are all necessary for your development. And the one of wisdom means intellectual understanding or knowledge and experience. So if you know something and you experience it, then these two combine to have wisdom. And we can look at that in today's lesson about being a servant. We understand it's a good idea to help everybody. But do you help everybody? Reverend Dave, has on many occasions raised to the occasion and done things. You remember not too long ago, he was talking about how he woke up at 6 o'clock in the morning. The spirit inspired him, and he drove all the way over from Oshawa to Hamilton to the Many Mansions Temple. And there was a flood going on in the basement. And he was there and did whatever. And I was thinking, wow, how many of us would have done that? Got up out of a nice warm bed, got in their car, drove for a couple of hours over to some place in the middle of the night, so to speak, just because you got a hunch that something might be wrong. Well, that was an example of him taking possession or ownership for our church, as each and every one of us ought to. And he was there to protect it, and in part earning him one more step up the ladder to becoming a minister. So with that, it's the way to understand faith, the way to understand what you're doing, the way to understand your progression, in particular how to gain wisdom, is to know that difficulty strengthens the soul. Never run away, never give up, always wait. A dream, an inspiration, or someone will walk into your life. The gods do play with us, I must say. That person will show up, it seems to me, at the very last minute, but they always show up. After I've exhausted everything I've done, after you've done everything you could do to solve your issue or problem, an angel shows up. And I'm going to make this remark before we start this spiritual healing. Recently, a man called me up and he was telling me about an experience he had. And this is so important, I'm going to pass it on to you. We were going to put it in a newsletter. And it goes something like this. You probably already know, but I'm going to say it one more time. This man was praying and praying and praying for an angel to intercede in his life and to come and heal him. He's a very devout, practical, spiritual person, and he believes profoundly. And he prays several hours every day. And not too long ago, in the midst of some difficulty, there in front of him, an angel appeared. Now, you're wondering, was it with wings and glowing and magnificent? No, it was like the shape of a person, kind of in dark clothes, not radiant, tingly things, just ordinary like I am. And this angel appeared in front of him. What do you think his reaction was? Of course, the same as every reaction to everyone who's ever seen an angel. He was afraid. Okay? And we all are afraid when we have experiences like that. because as much as we intellectually expect and pray and ask, we forget that the prayers will be heard and answered. And the answer to that was at this most critical time, this man was in great difficulty. The angel appeared. The point of that was he wasn't familiar with angels dropping in his living room, like we all are. We're not too familiar with that. But when an angel appears, when you have understanding, and I'm going to teach you about these things, as is the other members of the clergy, when they have such lessons to pass on, that when an angel appears, it gives instructions in the good book as well, and that is, ask, what can I do for you? What will you have of me? Or, please help me, I can't walk. Please help me overcome my illness. When the angel appears in front of you, it's the purpose to reassure you that they're getting the message, that they're hearing you above. I'm passing that on because this is that time of year when mystical things can happen. The Christmas spirit, so to speak, is with us. This is a time when a great soul is celebrated of coming into the world to give us hope. And part of our hope, part of our purpose, and part of our community is to demonstrate the very same spiritual gifts that he taught his disciples, and his disciples taught their disciples, and their disciples taught their community, and their community taught other communities, and their communities taught people all over the world. Coming to that understanding, then you know how important you are. And this gift at this time of year is the Christmas spirit is summarized in one word, peace. 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 The greatest thing you can give yourself and aspire to have isn't material wealth. It isn't fame or popularity. It isn't even love. It's to have peace. Peace in your mind. Peace in your heart. Peace in your soul. And I can say that with authority because I've lived enough life to come to realize that's what it is. Peace. Because when you have peace, my friends, you have everything. You've got everything covered. You're not afraid. You've done your due diligence. You don't have any debts. You don't have worries that somebody's going to demand something of you or take something away from you or impose upon you. When you have peace, you have everything. But the most important peace is the one of the Spirit. I want you to give yourself this gift, and that is the gift of forgiveness. If you earnestly regret something you've done or haven't done, then you are repenting. When you repent, it wipes out the karmic debt. It wipes out the mistake or the sin. Sins are just mistakes. So when you, no matter what it is, everybody has huge problems they want to forgive themselves with, and somebody else will say, that's nothing, that's trivial. But to every person, their peace and the cause to disturb their peace is usually a great value. So in order to give yourself the best possible gift you can give at this point in the year, at this celebration when the whole world, at least most of the Christian believers and communities around the world are focused upon this time, the gift of peace is what you can give yourself. And maybe you can help others enjoy that as well. That's not to be intended to be another sermon. It's intended to be in accord with being of service. And as we ourselves attempt to be of service always, when we perform spiritual healing, behind me, if I can see it, this is Raphael right here, Mother Mary over here, and further up there is a picture of Yeshua or Jesus the Christ. This one over here, that's the picture with that right under my fingers where that angel appeared to me, that orb. And then if you see closely, there's a flowery color, a mist behind me, and that's the angel that appeared to me years ago. I know it's a poor picture, but well, I think it's on the website somewhere. But as we practice giving the gifts of healing, we ask for Raphael, as well as Yeshua, Mother Mary, the Holy Family, other saints and avatars. We call upon the world's great religions, their leaders, their icons. Our path is to follow in the path of the Christ, because I've been born a Christian and that seems to be my path. But I have also embraced other world's religions, as was done at the time of our teacher. He taught in the temple. He was a little kid talking to the priests and rabbis at the time with authority. The one thing he had was inclusion. And we are an inclusionary community. So with that, to understand this energy that we give as virtue, you should be able to develop this, if should you wish to do so. When you see someone's in trouble, pray for them. Pray for divine beings to come to their aid. Pray for opportunities. Pray for opportunities to come to them through divine or through people. And like our friend who was praying and praying and praying for an angel to show up, when one shows up, don't be startled. Don't be surprised. When you pray for something, I can guarantee you the power of prayer is always answered. Not necessarily in the way you expect. So if an angel shows up in your life one day, be prepared to ask a question, ask for help. And just to be in their presence, you can receive a divine healing. So that sets up the virtual healing that we do every week. And for this year end, let us pray. And as we do this, I'm asking the community and all the people that are here today to push the energy out of your hands. We call it energy, but it's really virtue. You can feel your solar plexus getting a little warm. You breathe slowly. And this starts the community to heal one another. As we ask simply, God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, bless each and every one that is here today. We ask for virtue to go to them, to go through them, to surround them. To heal every cell of their body with the vibration of life. Think about where you need this healing virtue energy to go. Physically, financially, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. looking at each of the videos now. For the people on the phones. 416 user and iPhone, Jesus, Celeste, Carol's iPhone, to Tony C, to 275, to JP, to Jean, to Coquitar, to a Zoom user, to MOI, to Don, to Adam. Robert and Janet, to Joe, to John, to Ann Pilgrim, to PJ, to Reverend Douglas, to Carol S., to Regine, to John M., to Bettina, to Reverend Michael, to Brandon, to Karen, Tomas, to Nanda, to Trish, to Rebecca S., Santiago, to Joy, to Beverly, to Joan and Owen, to Tim, to Sue, to Diana, to GLS, to Terry, to Michelle, to Reverend Dave, to Stephen, to Maria, to Mark, to Beto, to Patty H, to Paul, to Linda, to Jim and Sherry, to Jack and Sandy. In the name of God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, I ask for a blessing from all the angels, especially our patron angel, Raphael, who watch over us, enters in our lives, and fulfills us with healing and abundance. We ask in the name of the Holy Family, Mother Mary and Father Joseph, to the Messiah, Yeshua the Savior, Jesus the Christ, the Compassion. We ask to the avatars and saints also who watch over us, and we give thanks to those, especially to Hanuman who has helped us last year, and to all the other saints and avatars whom we hold as supreme beings, as enlightened beings and souls, and above all, to God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, to whom we are grateful for life. We are grateful for our soul and the experiences we have. and that we are coming closer and closer to being welcomed into your unconditional love. May peace be upon the planet. May ways and means be found to put asunder those who are disturbing the planet and our peace. May our enemies be put asunder, vanquished from our lives. May we welcome the saints, the avatars, and the ascended beings. May we welcome into our life the words of Jesus the Christ, and that we are followers of the truth and the wisdom. Forgive us our sins, wipe out our karma, let us come to the greater understanding and to be in this moment of unconditional love. You deserve to be healed. You deserve to be relieved. You are in this community because you belong here. You are a believer as we are believers. We believe in one God. We believe in compassion. We believe in unconditional love. We believe it is our duty to develop ourselves spiritually, that we are too able to demonstrate the spiritual gifts easily and freely. Guide us in our dreams. Let our meditations be profound. Let our life be filled with peace. We ask for the virtue to course through our body easily and comfortably now, removing any disharmony, any illness, removing any thoughts that disturb our peace, allowing us to feel enthusiasm for our lives and to engage in the triumph of overcoming things, difficulties, challenges, issues, knowing it is our lesson, it is our purpose. We fear not, for we are with you. As believers, you are with us every moment of every day. We welcome your wisdom. We welcome your love. We are grateful for your abundance. And we are grateful for the peace we will have in all things. We ask for prosperity. We ask for plenty. We ask for wealth and healing in body and mind and soul, the greatest wealth being of health. God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, we are ever so grateful. We're going to ask for healing to go to Joan, who's in her bed with her friend Owen. And we're going to ask for God Almighty to relieve her mind. Everybody focus on Joan in the video. The Lady of Guadalupe is above her as we ask for a blessing, a divine blessing of relief to improve her thinking, her being, her body, her mind. May she be relieved. May virtue go through her body easily and carefully, comfortably.